Opry time, another big Prince Albert show starring Red Foley.
If you want to do the boogie, come along with me, and I'll take you to the top of East Tennessee and do the Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go woo-wee when you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie, woo-woogie. Shimmy shaking hot, but and a cord would drag. But on the Smoky Mountain Boogie, I just have to brag. You love the Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go woo-wee. When you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie, woo-wee. Bound to drop, they use the beat from the boogie just to give it the pop. They love the Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go woo-wee. When they do the Smoky Mountain Boogie, woo-wee. When they do the Smoky Mountain Boogie, woo-wee.
Thanks a lot, and a good big hi to all of my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Man, there's fun aplenty tonight, Red, with folks from all over the United States here to say howdy to Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, String Bean, and the entire Prince Albert gang.
And, of course, if that wouldn't be plenty, we've got a special visitor here with us tonight, one of the nation's leading folk stars, Mr. Hank Thompson. Yes, sir. Well, we'll bring Hank out here in just a few minutes, but right now we want you folks to give a great big greeting. Somebody fell out of the balcony. You better pick him up. Let's give a great big greeting to Hornwall, Tennessee's number one citizen, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that fine music. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Miss Brassfield.
Glad to see you, Red.
I'm glad to see you, buddy.
Boy, did we have some excitement out at our house this morning.
We just had some right here just now, too.
I heard that. I didn't know who it was.
Rod, what in the world happened at your house?
Well, sir, my little nephew put a firecracker under Uncle Sipe's toupee.
Oh, a firecracker under his toupee?
Yeah.
Was he mad?
Mad? Yeah. Man, did he blow his top. That just kills me to let one lay like that. Howdy, friends. It's kind of warm tonight, ain't it?
A little bit, Rod.
Miss Foley, you look like something's already worrying you tonight.
Well, Rod, I tell you, I am a little worried and nervous tonight.
Yeah, you look like you're nervous, sir. What's the matter, Ed?
Well, I got a few cows out there in my place, and I forgot to milk them tonight before I come into town.
You forgot you milked the cow?
Yeah, and I'm real worried about it,
Rod. Well, you might as well relax, Miss Foley. You ain't going to do them cows a bit of good by standing there like that squeezing your fingers. Red, it's been awful hot here lately, ain't it?
It sure has, Rod.
It was so hot night before last, I couldn't sleep a wink because the window shades is up.
Window shades were up.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you pull them down?
I couldn't reach across the street. Miss Foley, have you seen my gal Susie lately?
Yes, I have, Rod, and I want you to know she's getting a little stout, you know?
I know she is, Red. She sure is getting stout. She asked me the other night, she says, Rodney, what am I going to do about my stomach? I says, well, why not diet? She says, well, now, that there's not a bad idea. What color do you think would be nice? Ain't got a dab of sense, that gal, ain't. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what I'm going to do about that gal. Last week, I seen a sailor making love to Susie on a great big old boat.
Destroyer?
How's that?
I say destroyer.
No, but if he'd have squeezed any harder, he would have. He sure would have.
Right, look, you haven't said anything about Uncle Sipe tonight. How's he get along?
Uncle Sipe's plumb poorly. Mr. Foley, he's plumb puny, yeah. He ought to be operated on, but my Aunt Sap, his wife, she won't let nobody operate on her husband.
Well, how come Aunt Sap won't let him operate on him?
Well, she says she ain't gonna have nobody opening her mail. It just kills me to get one like that old you, Red. Well, I've got to go. You know, I had a letter from my mommy this morning, and my little brother Buford, little old Dickens, he got him a 410 shotgun. Poppy bought it for him last week, and he went hunting, see? Yeah. And he treed a rabbit.
Well, treed a rabbit?
Yeah. Well, he thought it was a rabbit. Of course, they buried his clothes. And they've got him locked up in the corn crib and give him his meals on a long pole. They're going to let him out next Saturday if the wind's in the right direction. Yeah. I'll see you.
Say, Red, how do you feel about August being here already?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, Grant, I don't know any way we could have prevented it.
Well, now, maybe we can't prevent time flight, but I know one way pipe smokers can help prevent tongue bite.
And so do I. Yes, sir. Smoke Prince Albert, man. A choice smoking tobacco specially treated to insure against tongue bite.
Yes, with Prince Albert, the bite's out and the pleasure's in. Due to PA's special no-bite process.
And Prince Albert's wonderful long-burning tobacco, too. You see, it's crimp-cut so that it burns free and easy in your pipe.
There's smooth smoking pleasure all the way with PA. So, men, get a new lease on pipe life. Start smoking Prince Albert tonight. Ask for PA in either the large pound size or the handy pocket tin.
Yes, sir, that's Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
The pipe is out and the pleasure's in when you smoke Prince Albert. It's especially treated not to bite your tongue. The pipe is out and the pleasure's in.
Well, sir, a few months ago we had a young fellow here that just literally tore the roof off of the Ryman Auditorium, and we've got him back along with a new roof, and here he is, Hank Thompson. Hank, come out here. Hank, buddy, since we last saw you, we know that you've been a busy boy, and I'm sure the folks would like to know what all you've been doing since we last saw you.
Well, we've been making a lot of personal appearances. That is, all the Brazos Valley boys and I have, and a few TV appearances, and also been making some more recordings.
Yeah, I've been hearing some of those recordings. And incidentally, Hank has got what we term the number one folk record of the country right now, and it's needless to tell you folks what it is, but in the event some of you don't know what it is, it's called The Wild Side of Life. Here we go.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. didn't know God made honky-tonk angels, I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side.
Yes, sir. That Hank Thompson show is popular around these parts, just as Prince Albert is popular no matter where you go. Yes, sir. PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, there's old Tommy Jackson getting ready to fiddle up the dance tune, so let's all get on our feet and step to the tune of Leather Britches. Here we go, Tommy. Come on, Lou Chili, get in here. Oh,
hey, yes, sir. I'm a Lou. You tell them, boy. Swing out there and swing around and do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, gents, get down, hold the Newton, don't let her rest. Oh, they'll take them up down the old red wagon, one we broke from the axle dragon. Yes, yes, you swing on, I'll swing on, swing that gal from Arkansas. Dead ladies, step out and just step in, grab your hold and go again. Now, they're fixing a couple of four, hide away and don't stay. Oh, grab your partner, swing around, now that you have hold.
Well, it's hymn time now, friends and neighbors, and we've chosen a sacred number that we haven't done on the offer before. We hope you folks have enjoyed it, called I'd Rather Have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. This world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Thank
Thank you, friends. Thanks a lot. Well, I see somebody heading this way, and it's none other than that buddy of ours with something mighty important on his mind. So come on in, man.
Say, Red, you know what goes together like country ham and red-eye gravy?
I sure do, Grant. Prince Albert smoking tobacco and OCB papers.
Go to the head of the class along with PA, Red. You see, man, Prince Albert is crimp cut, and that's why it gives roll your owner such a speedy, easy-to-roll making cigarette.
That's absolutely right. Yes, sir, PA doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. No, sir, she just sits right there in the paper, just pretty as you please.
Choice Prince Albert smoking tobacco rolls easy and smokes easy and has a rich fragrance all its own.
So, men, roll your necks making smoke with Prince Albert and see for yourselves why PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Ask for Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
So, roll your own at your PA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy, Prince Albert.
Well, so the old Hickory Singers are tops in our book, and you'll agree with that, I'm sure, when you've heard them sing a little tune about my home state called Tuck Me to Sleep in My Old Tucky Home, boys.
Old Kentucky cradled me when I. Dixie's skies and leave me there alone. Just let the sun kiss my cheeks every morn. Like a kiss, I've been missing from a lammy since I'm gone.
Coming and going so fast these days, it's hard to keep up with things. But one piece of news we can all understand and welcome each Saturday night comes from Grinder Switch. And it's told to us by Prince Albert's favorite princes and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Chasing a cat, and they was both walking. Is that the way you heard it? Well, you know, the corn crop we've got up there at home is sure giving us a lot of trouble. I'm telling you, this corn just ain't doing no good with this dry spell. Uncle Nabob said if the crows was to get hold of our corn crop, there's one thing about it, they'd have to get down on their knees to eat it. Said that is the only consolation he had. Well, sir, it ain't been too hot for me to notice all these handsome fellers here tonight, so I can still look at them. I just like hearing a train blow. You love to hear it whistle even if you ain't going nowhere. I still like to look at them. Well, sir, though, I just about give up about ever getting a feller. I done something yesterday that shows I really give up. I really have. I took that pound of rice I've been saving all these years and made pudding out of it. I did. I Artists don't have no luck at all, seems like. We've got some boarders for the summer in Grinder Switch, and this one handsome young fella that's an artist. And he was painting a picture out in the field the other day, and I come up to him, and I said, ain't you lonesome for a girlfriend? He looked at me right good, and he said, yeah, I'm lonesome, but I ain't desperate. And then he says to me, he says, tell me the truth. He says, are there any good-looking girls in this town? And I said, why, sure. Every girl in town is good-looking, just like me. He said, how far is the next town? But my feller has it. I don't have to worry as long as I've got my feller. But he put me in a kind of a ticklish situation last night. He started growing a mustache. And I was telling Lizzie Stern about Hezzy's mustache and what a big laugh I got out of it. And she said, yeah, it tickles me too. Wonder what she meant by that. Well, you know, you live and learn. Now, Mammy tried to learn me when I was just a little girl how important it was to wash my neck and face. And then later on, I learned how much more fun it was to wash my face and neck. Well, the wind, though, has been so high here lately at Grinder Switch, we had to get a new calendar. The wind blew 2 days out of the week. And we had to, Tuesday it was, the wind caught Skinny Pants McBride. He's a little feller up there at Grinder Switch. And the wind caught Skinny Pants up there and over the barn into the haystack. His wife seen him going past, right past the window, but she said she didn't get upset, said she was used to seeing Skinny high as a kite. Well, so though, Lucifer Hucklehead, you know, he's an awful good friend of ours there at Grinder Switch. Lucifer, he worked himself up into a dither the other morning. Seems he was getting dressed to go into town, and he hung a mirror over the wash dish on the back stoop and commenced shaving with one of them old-fashioned straight razors. And he turned around his head for something, and just then the mirror fell down behind the wash bench. And when Lucifer looked back at the wall, there wasn't no mirror. He said, oh, ain't that just my luck. Here I am in a big hurry to get into town, and I have to go and cut my fool head off. Bye now. See you next week.
Well, sir, how's everybody doing? Y'all having fun here tonight? We hope so, if it's not too hot, huh? Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you fellas out there listening to us, I was about lighting up a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. I don't know any better way to add to tonight's enjoyment than that, do you? See, fellas, with Prince Albert, the bite's out and the pleasure's in, because PA is specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. And Prince Albert also gives you the kind of long, burning smoke you've been looking for. It's crimp cut, and that means more smoking enjoyment all the way. So you get Prince Albert tonight, won't you? It's the National Joy Smoke. And while we're speaking of something mighty special, I was about bringing back tonight's Prince Albert special guest, our good friend Hank Thompson once more. Hank, come on out there. Hey. I got to get this microphone about an axe handle higher up here for you, buddy. And what are you going to sing for the kind people tonight? All right, this time, Hank.
I'd like to do a tune read from our latest record called Waiting in the Lobby of Your Heart.
Right. I didn't have to be thrown in a dungeon or left in a chamber cold and dark. For such loneliness, I'm sure, it's the same that I endure while I'm waiting in the lobby of your heart. And now I'm waiting, waiting in the lobby of your heart. I'm on the doorstep, yet we're so far apart. Many times I've tried, you wouldn't let me come inside. Now I'm waiting, waiting in the lobby of your heart. You could have had
me thrown into a prison, are bound and tied with shackles on my feet. But such loneliness, I'm sure, is the same that I endure in a heart that I know is cold asleep. And now I'm waiting in the lobby of your heart. I'm on the doorstep, yet we're so far apart. Many times I've tried, you wouldn't let me come inside. Now I'm waiting in the lobby of your heart.
Oh, boy. Well, sir, lovers of the finer things in music will recognize the delicate touch of string being on the five-string banjo, picking and singing a little bit of Harbaugh Mail.
There she comes, look to roll. There she goes, eating that coal. Watch her fly, look at her sail. Let her fly, 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 Harbaugh Mail. Look at her go, listen to steam. Hear her blow, whistle and scream. Like her hound, wagging his tail. Dallas bound, 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 Harbaugh Mail.
For our ballad, we'd like to sing you folks a little song that I sort of like almost as much as I favor Choice Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's a nice thought in this song, and we hope you folks enjoy God's Little Candles. The angels are lighting God's little candles. Softly they glow as the day says goodbye. The angels are lighting God's little candles. We call them stars. They're our friends in the sky. The cares of the day like clouds roll away. Stars twinkle through night's curtain of blue. The angels are lighting God's little candles. Darling, it's time to be dreaming of you. Thank you very much. As much as we hate to sing and run, it seems like we've got to do just that. But we aim to come calling for you in the buckboard a week tonight, and we'll bring with us a little man with a mighty big following, little Jimmy Dickens. Till then, this is Red Foley saying thanks a lot for everything. I'll be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's visit Tin Pan Valley tonight on NBC.